This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. And I just posted this story, or the link to the story. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol uses a new device to seize money during traffic stops. And this was from News9.com. So here's what it says. Oklahoma City, you may have heard of civil asset forfeiture. That's where police can seize your property and cash without first proving you committed a crime, without a warrant, and without arresting you, as long as they suspect that your property is somehow tied to a crime. Now, the Oklahoma Highway Patrol has a device that also allows them to seize money in your bank account or on prepaid cards. It's called ERAD, E-R-A-D, or Electronic Recovery and Asset to Data Machine. And state police began using 16 of them last month. So it's in process right now. Here's how it works. If a trooper suspects that you have money tied to some type of a crime, the Highway Patrol can scan any cards that you have and seize the money. Let me say that a different way. If a trooper suspects that you have money tied to some type of a crime, that's suspects, the Highway Patrol can scan any cards that you have and seize the money. That's what they're doing right now. And then it goes on to say that if you can prove that you have a legitimate reason to have that money, it will be given back to you. And they say they've done it in the past. Can you imagine that some guy in a uniform with a gun, a nightstick, a billy club, tasers, shotguns, machine gun in the trunk, all kinds of grenades, that guy can pull you over and think that you have committed a crime and steal your money? Now, if you can prove that it's yours, you can have it back later. What if you needed that money to pay the rent? What if you needed that money to pay your mortgage? What if you needed that money to make a car payment? And they take that money out of your account, then you can't pay for the car. Your car gets locked down because it has that satellite connection. They shut it down. They say, pay us. And you go, I can't. The cops stole my money. I can't pay you. And they go, well, when you pay us, we'll turn your car back on. So then you can't go to work, and then you get fired. Or let's say you need to go to a doctor's appointment, and you can't go because your car doesn't work because the cops stole your money. This is absolutely out of control, Rick. I'm angry. Link's on the website. So, Rick, what were you saying off the air? You said that I have led you into becoming an activist.
Well, yeah, I never thought about politics before I met you. I mean, I did, but not like you do. And I'm finding that I'm outraged and angry at everything right now, and I've never been like that before, and I blame it on you. So you've made me become more aware, I guess. I guess you saw it in me when you decided you were going to use me in the first place. I have to say some nice things. I really appreciate Dr. Norm Seeley.
Isn't he great?
He is as smart as I am, or even more so, and I'm impressed with him. I've had some correspondence with him recently, and he has demonstrated his knowledge base is every bit as good as mine. And I haven't met anybody like me, except Norm. And he's always got even better information than I do in medicine. And I'm impressed. And I'm just saying hi to Grace Thorne again, because she's listening, I know. And I hope that Springfield works for all of us, and I'll try to bring Julie.
Yeah. Yeah, and I got on the phone with Jimmy's Egg. And let's assume we all make it to the RK Prepper Show in Springfield, Missouri. That's the 25th and the 26th of this month at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. I've been told I'm on the schedule to talk about these massive lies that the government has been perpetrating. I mean, huge lies. And the seminar that I'm going to talk about is, you've got to understand how to ferret out your own information. And the lies are so big. If you believe the mainstream media, the dinosaur media, the lame stream media, if you believe the talking heads, then you can't prepare because they've told you everything's good. Like the economy's just doing great and unemployment's like 5%. I mean, that's nonsense. So if you believe that misinformation, those absolute bold-faced lies, then you cannot prepare. So I'm going to be teaching that seminar. And I'm also going to be teaching one about how to start your own business and take the same tax deductions Donald Trump takes, same ones I take, and the same ones that we advocate that you all take. And you can have any kind of business. So we're not suggesting that you start a specific kind of business, any kind of business that you want. The tax laws are written for business owners. The tax laws are written for landowners, meaning not necessarily land, but maybe a home, maybe an office, maybe a rental, rental property, those kinds of things. The tax laws are written for in favor of those of you who do those kinds of things. So I teach a little seminar on how to take advantage of the existing tax laws, not to violate them, to use them to your advantage, not their advantage. And that will be the 25th and 26th of this month. I'm looking forward to Rick being there with us, and also Matt Stein will be there. And we're trying to get together some of the other instructors, and then Jimmy Zag showed interest in having a dinner, a private dinner, just for us, Rick. So I'm looking forward to seeing if we get Norm Shealy to come, and Lou Cassidy, and Joey, and Ed in North Carolina, and a whole bunch of us instructors to come to that to the dinner. It'll be like a USA Prepares family reunion. And of course, those of you who are in class and listen to the broadcast and pay attention in class, you're welcome to come as well. It'll all be Dutch treat. We're not going to have we're not going to charge $40 for dinner. It'll probably be something like $8. And then add your beverage and tip. So for around $10, if you want, you can join us for dinner. I'm looking forward to that, aren't you, Rick?
I love being with you and Matt. It's rare that we all get together at the same point at the same time. I don't know what's happening yet because I haven't gotten my air flight, so I'm not sure. I've decided not to go to Europe on that European tour in July. Let me say, I just could see myself getting over there and having it be like Hollywood and having no way to get home.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I'm glad you made that decision.
The way they're doing over there right now. Everybody is saying 2017 is going to be when everything hits the wall. That's what everybody's predicting. Actually, NASA has been pretty dead on, and they're saying that chaos rules at 2025. So stay tuned. Bank of America summarily closed a shitload of stores all the way from Roseburg all the way down to Crescent City without notifying their customers. It became Bank of the Cascades, and when I tried to deposit the rent check, I couldn't do it, and so I went all the way to Medford because they have three stores there, and they were all closed also. I called the owner, and she had no idea. She freaked out. Where's my money, that she had at the bank? She got it located, but this is now a serious reality.
Rick, you mentioned NASA, and who is NASA? Who are those guys?
Well, it's like the Navy for the ocean, and they rule the universe, if you will. And so most of budgets are slanted toward NASA, except for blue sky things like landing on the moon and things that are not really very important other than a big step for mankind. Good luck with that. You know, I don't know what's really happening in space, because I hear everything from all different sizes, including people I care about and trust, Carol Rosen, and yeah, she's talking about a secret space program, you know, like that, not a breakaway civilization, but one that has technologies we have never been given privy to. Now, I'm starting to see strange objects in the sky that are now using magnetic monopoles. And so there will be UFO around with unidentified. That doesn't mean they're alien. It means that it's probably new technology that is now. There was something in Ohio last week that everybody saw that was a large object that was stationary and then disappeared. And that's probably going to happen more and more. I think we have new technology that has not yet been disclosed to man. I know we have like a teleportation laser that does not now need algorithms for encoding, because you can deliver it to the person you want and no one else.
Rick, when you talk about a magnetic device that's or an object that's
magnetic
in space
monopole.
That is identified as having a magnetic monopole, are you saying that that is the propulsion engine? The magnetic monopole?
Yes, well, it's and it's not anti-gravity, but would appear to be so. It works with magnetic fields. If you took two magnets and let's say north to north, they will push themselves away. So what would you have if you had a magnet that was resting on the Earth's magnetic field?
Now, if you've got a device like that and you've got a throttle for it, that's pretty cool. Because
well,
you can.
A lot of things you could do with it.
Yeah, and especially if you could reverse it. So you could have, you know, reverse the direction of that magnetic monopole. So you could zoom forward, or you could go slowly forward at, you know, partial throttle, or hit the brakes by reversing that direction. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If
you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rick Miller's voice. And class, let's talk about the moon. Rick, since you mentioned the moon, I absolutely, positively do not believe that in the 1960s, by the end of the 1960s, that we blasted off, got some astronauts on a rocket, put them in a capsule on top of the rocket, blasted off, circled the moon, landed the lunar module, and walked around on the moon, got back in the module, and came back home. I don't believe we did that in the 1960s. Do you?
Well, you know, Stanley Kubrick said so. There was never anything on the moon that we were interested in other than publicity, because the moon doesn't have anything on it, including cheese. I mean, it's anything that you would want there, water, whatever, you'd have to bring there, whereas it's a gravity well, whereas LD, you know, and Lagrangian five states, you know, are, you know, they're at least cheaper for, you know, staging flights to other planets. I saw top secret documents indicating that we had a joint manned expedition to Mars 1 year before the so-called moon landing. Now, the Mars was a goal because it's a water planet. That means it will support life, and so, of course, we wanted to know what's on Mars. Well, whether or not that, I have no idea what happened to that joint manned expedition. What that did for me, however, was indicate that everything's a false flag because at the time the joint expedition was with whom we were at with the Cold War with, is Russia. Now, how does that work? And so there's something else going on, and I just wrote to Richard Surratt. He's doing a movie on some of my work with the SEALs, and it's interesting because back then everything was different than what today we think it's about. You know, at that time it was, there was no conspiracies. There were, I mean, you know, per se, I was cheerfully working for the military and didn't know it, because at the time I worked for SEAL Corporation, I had no idea. We were a think tank, you know, out of Seattle, working for Boeing and Battelle Douglas United, those guys. We had put a think tank together and were doing paranormal studies. That's how Krippner and others found out about me, and then the rest is going to be history. However, SEAL Corporation was out of Amherst. We had nothing to do. I thought it was like seal in a jar. It wasn't until the late 80s that I even came to become aware that it was something to do with military. And all that work I did with super soldiers and everything like that was not necessarily working with SEALs or spooks or astronauts. They all went through the lab, but we had a big lab at the University of Washington. We were doing biofeedback, and at that time, learning how to control autonomic functions was an advancement in quality, like Jack Schwartz being able to stick a needle through his arm and stop the bleeding. The military wanted to know how that all worked. Interestingly, in the 80s, everything changed. There was no more interest in the advancement of man. There was, it didn't get funded, didn't get studied, unless it had application. Even SRI and Sandia, it was like that. What did that mean? We've all got enough technology for man to last? I don't think so. That was one of the reasons I left the military. I didn't even know I was working military. I had top secret clearances, but everybody did back then if you were a physicist. I mean, you know, that's Boeing, even with commercial airlines. So I don't know what exactly happened, but Vietnam, people started protesting. That was one of the first times that there was a war that nobody wanted to do, and everybody kind of got it. The draft, etc. My graduating class, when they went to Vietnam in 62, half of them didn't come home. And that's a fact. That was before we were actually in war, and we were acting as advisors, and everybody went except those that went to college and were somehow connected with research or, you know, engineering, physics, math, whatever.
All right, we'll be right back.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I've got a couple quick announcements. If you're interested in joining us, if you're seriously interested in joining us at the USA Prepares reunion, at Jimmy's Egg in Springfield, Missouri. We're going to try to make that happen if there are enough of us who'd like to get together. So that would be Saturday, the 25th of this month. Dinner would be after the RK Prepper Show. So instructors are invited, students are invited, you know, class, you're all invited. But we need to know. So send me an email, vincent@usapreparers.com, vincent@usapreparers.com. And in the subject line, put USAP in capital letters, USAP, as in USA Prepares, USAP. And then reunion, okay? USAP, reunion. That's the subject line. That way I'll be able to filter it out. And let me know if you're interested in attending, okay? And if you'd like, you might want to include your phone number or your email address, and we can let you know that way what our intentions are. So that would be for the RK Prepper Show Saturday. I'll be there, and many of your instructors will be there. And we'd like to go to dinner at Jimmy's Egg in Springfield, Missouri. So let us know if you're interested. USAP reunion in the subject line. Let us know if you're seriously interested in attending. Also, Monday and Tuesday of next week is a free event at the Holiday Inn, North Glenstone. Dr. Joel Wallach will be there, USA Preparers instructor. He'll be there, and he's going to be talking about the ins and outs of nutrition for better health. I'm going to do my best to be there as well. Registration is at 6 p.m. next Monday, and meetup starts at 7. So, the presentation's at 7 o'clock, Holiday Inn, North Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri, just south of the Interstate 44, Dr. Joel Wallach. And let me give you a phone number to call. If you'd like to call and get more information, you'll be calling Jim Stewart. He's with us at USA Prepares, 417-863-7149, 417-863-7149. And if you happen to decide to want to buy some of Dr. Joel Wallach's, if you buy them under the USA Prepares banner, I would certainly appreciate it. It helps keep us on the air. That is 417-863-7149. So, Rick, we're talking about the landing on the moon, and of course that means that we'd have to get through the Van Allen radiation belt, which I think poses a very serious problem.
Yeah, well,
it
does. It's not as bad as the Fukushima cloud that's up there now, and so that means that instead of not having babies, that's usually what going into space means, is that you're radiated enough that you're gonna probably either be sterile or close to it. Going to Mars by spacecraft is impossible from radiation alone. They've done studies to show that nothing will survive. They did rat studies on the exposure, and it's lethal just from gamma rays and the arbitrary in deep space. What we need, I saw something in Scientific American once. I saw one article and then never saw anything following up again. That means something important happened. That's how it works. They had a kind of type of geometric weave of aluminum, not aluminum. What was it? Some metal that had a special geometry to it that would reflect gamma rays. Now, it was a geometry, and it was the math on it that would reflect the gamma ray because of the geometry structure or something. I saw one article in Scientific American, I think it was in 2010, and then never saw it again. I'm guessing that we don't have anything yet. All these gizmos that will protect you from all the different things, that they don't work. At microwave band, there's nothing that'll screen it. In fact, that's it. That's the bottom line, because it's quantum mechanical, and we don't have anything that small. Yes, we do. We have now buckyballs and fullerenes, but back then, we didn't have anything like that, and so there's no way you can go into deep space for any length of time and survive. Being able to leave orbit was the one thing that Leary felt we couldn't do. Smile. Space migration intelligence, increased longevity extension. And we couldn't leave orbit. Okay. The one thing, and it's three things, that we can do. We can increase your intelligence. I've got drugs that will do that. Squirt them up your nose like vasopressin or some of the hydrogen sublingual. There's intelligence and longevity. Everything in the body is regenerating. That means we can do. The only thing I don't know how to regenerate right now is soft tissue. I can do nerves, true nerve tissue. I have had a severed perineal, and I regenerated it.
How about a hernia? Can you regenerate the muscle that keeps a hernia from popping out?
A hernia where? We'll just put a little piece of wire gauze inside it and let it push against that.
Yeah. Ted in South Florida, welcome. Yeah, Ted in South Florida, welcome. You're on with Rick Miller and me.
Awesome. Gentlemen, Rick, you might know me. I'm one of your scouts. I've been feeding you information for a while via email, and I just heard you talk about not being able to connect the dots as far as what happened in 1983 and how things changed. And from what I've seen in the studies that I've done, I think that what happened was in 1983 was when the IRAP satellite picked up the anomaly that everybody's seeing approaching our solar system. That's when the evil, I call them, the powers of fear, whatever you want to call, started intentionally and progressively digging more of their fall. And there's a really good video out there by a guy named Bob Fletcher. I don't want to give any plugs to anybody, but
I know Bob Fletcher. Yeah.
Yeah, look that video up, and he is the one that brought it forward about how, where was it, in after 9/11, how all that money appeared that Rumsfeld was talking about. So he makes a bunch of pretty good dots being connected right there, so that might be something to think about. And I personally believe that all the earth changes that we've seen are definitely due to that, not the global warming or anything. So I'm sorry about the noise in the background. I'm working for the industrial military complex right now, and my shop.
Huh.
But that is something that you might want to take into consideration. And another thing I wanted to say also was one thing that I also hear a lot is a lot of talk about God. And one thing I want to say is that as far as God's concerned, the thing that I see happening with that, I believe, is in Bible. And I do believe it's Revelation chapter 6, and it talks about how rocks falling upon people and hide us from the face of the Lamb, whatever you want to say. But that's something that is very, very interesting on how it could have been prophesied many, many years ago. There's a very good book. I don't want to do another plug, but it's by a man named Doug Elwell. It's called Planet X and the Sign of the Son of Man.
I want to
check that out.
Right, I remember that one, yeah.
Yeah, he goes into a lot of
We're about to have a second solar system coming through here like a bunch of billiard balls. And my guess is Mars was most likely Atlantis, and I have no idea what the asteroid belt was. Could likely be Mu. I don't know. What I do know is that history has everywhere, there's all kinds of things that have been covered up. I just did a video in Hollywood on these giant skulls that were found in Pennsylvania in the 1800s by very well-known. They have pictures, everything. And where did they go? They got stolen. And we might be the hobbits, and the real Earth, you know, or the Anunnaki or whatever from this other brown dwarf. The brown dwarf that's out past the Oort cloud appears has an unusual IR signature that might suggest that it's a Dyson sphere. Now that's creepy, because we have evidence on Earth that there is other kinds of advanced technologies. That where do they come from? From, you know, previous epochs.
Yes,
John, I've got a question for you, John. John, I have a question for you. Do you think, through your research, that we put a few guys on top of a rocket and sent it out into space, orbited the moon, got off, landed? Landed, got off, walked around, got back in, and came home in the 1960s?
I think that if they went they did not go via chemical rockets. That's what I think. And if they, I do believe that we went to the moon, but I do not believe that we... And
there's artifacts that are being discussed by a number of different astronauts that are were there when they arrived. What's that about?
How is it?
A very good movie by a guy named Jay Wiener, which I do believe it goes into the whole thing where Kubrick actually put a bunch of hidden things inside his movies to let the word out that what he was doing, and it's very, very compelling. There's something to do with the movie The Shining and how Kubrick put some hidden stuff in there that is just absolutely mind-blowing. So that's something you might want to look at. But, yes, I believe, and I do believe that, yes, we went to Mars. And as far as the giant things is concerned, the author I told you before, too, Elwell, he has a writings that talks how, of course, the Smithsonian has hidden all that stuff. And supposedly the island that's off the coast of California, what is the name of that big island out there? But there's something found there that has been hidden for years, and many people have been on talk shows, I've heard, that have talked to about their discoveries. Very, very interesting. Thank you very much, Solomon. I really appreciate
it. Yeah.
Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, interesting.
So Rick, here's a question. There have been about 10 astronauts who have lost their lives in what's termed accidents. And this was, in the 1960s. And that number is about 15% of the astronaut corps. So we lost 15% of the astronauts, and we don't really talk about that very much. And here's the question. I mean, they say, how could this be kept a secret, if we actually didn't do it? Well, compartmentalization and killing people. I mean, those are two good ways, right? When we come back, Rick, can we talk about why we can't fix Fukushima if we went to the moon?
Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433. 33.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
There's a post on the internet that says Cape Canaveral Air Force Station today, if the weather is conducive for a launch, there's a rocket, a Delta IV rocket, that is planned to launch at 1:59 p.m. today out of the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. And it is for the National Reconnaissance Office. The National Reconnaissance Office. Supposedly it's a top secret satellite. And it was built for the secretive National Reconnaissance Office, and this top secret payload will be delivered to space for a secretive branch of the federal government that oversees spy satellites for several agencies. How many of us even knew there was a National Reconnaissance Office? So out in space goes another satellite. Rick, all of these satellites, all of them, fall down, right? They all fall down to Earth, right? Every single one of them. Every piece of stuff, everything we put up there, ultimately is going to come back to Earth, right? Or burn up. Hey there. Did I lose Rick?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, okay. What I was saying is that we're going to be putting a satellite in space for the National Reconnaissance Office. It's a top secret payload. And it is for a secretive branch of the federal government that oversees spy satellites for several agencies, and it's the National Reconnaissance Office. I mean, how many of us have even heard of that? That's one question. Next question is, doesn't everything we put up in space either fall down to Earth or burn up on the way down?
Usually, there's a lot of debris up there right now. You have no idea. I mean, it's like a garbage pit. And
yeah.
there's a video that shows how much debris it is, and it's mind-blowing.
And so
a lot of stuff coming down that has nuclear power plants in it, like that one Russian satellite that fell in Michigan, and then they had that big hot spot for a while, RADCON 4 level alert. Mm-hmm. That's how it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Collateral damage. Nobody talks about it.
Yeah, like the Bikini Atolls, right? We set them on fire with nuclear weapons.
I tell you that if you knew what was going on behind closed doors just in your local hometown, you'd be outraged.
Rick, we've...
It's creepy.
We've littered the planet with radiation, and Fukushima, Chernobyl, Three Mile Island. And so the question is, if we've been to space, why isn't it that we can just have whatever technology we need that would shield us so that we could go through the Van Allen radiation belt? Why can't we use that technology and just have a robot clean up these nuclear catastrophes that we've engineered for ourselves? Three Mile Island, Chernobyl, and Fukushima, just to mention a few.
That... Because Fukushima is far, far more worse than anything the Van Allen belt ever dreamed of creating. And now all of them are leaking across all the Daiichi-like plants that GE built. They're all leaking. Florida, New York, it's crazy. And they want to build more of them, and now they just started the first plutonium reactor. I can't believe it. It's just stupid beyond belief. It's like people that are into money and they don't care about mankind.
Rick, you know, I've got farm equipment here, and I've got tractors, and let's say I park a tractor. I know there's a possibility that I'm going to have a hydraulic leak. Fluid just might start dripping. I'm prepared for that. I've got containers ready to catch it at a moment's notice. How is it possible that we didn't think about what could happen with these nuclear reactors? How is it possible? Or do we just say, yeah, but we'll worry about that later? What do you think we did?
That's what they said.
Yeah. Class, if you'd like to go to Rick's website, docram.com, docram.com. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thanks so much, Rick. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to. If you can defend your food supply from predators, you may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.